This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 14, 2024. In our headlines, we have updates from Peabody on school buses and Brody's Pub. City budgets and schools remain in the news, and Lynn State Rep Peter Capano will not be seeking re-election. Our weather today, there'll be some sun and clouds, temperatures up to the 70s today, a high tide this afternoon at 5:30. Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. Rick Moore is off today. The news is powered by Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, supporting local news coverage and supporting the North Shore. The city of Peabody has been collecting data from school bus cameras with the purpose of identifying reckless motorist behavior by drivers ignoring school bus safety laws. Michael McHugh reports in today's Salem News that of the 10 buses that had cameras, they revealed 3,500 traffic violations. There is legislation at the State House being considered to support school districts to put cameras on buses and coordinate with police departments for better driver enforcement. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt said, "We've seen the data now, and we have the law in the State House being reviewed." He added that it's time to step up and protect residents and children. Brody's Pub in Peabody will be a taller building when it reopens, according to a plan presented to the City Council. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos reports this week that the City Council deferred a vote of approval after learning the size of the project. This is Brody's attorney, John Kelty.
This particular building is four stories. It is 49 feet 6 inches, so that it requires no variance. It is permitted under zoning. First two floors will be dedicated completely to Brody's and some office space for Brody's restaurant. And then the upper two stories are going to be commercial uses, no housing, no requirement for housing permits.
Despite the lack of approval on the council's behalf last week, they believe, or one councilor does believe, that the project will eventually move forward. The Swampscott Education Association has released a statement expressing displeasure with the school department's fiscal year 2025 budget. Daily Item reporter Benjamin Pierce writes today that the proposed budget will result in the loss of staff positions at the high school. The statement added that the budget would be counterproductive in reducing class size numbers in grade 5 and the high school. There are no additional details on the weekend boating accident in Salem today. The 65-year-old man that died out at Misery Island off Salem has not been identified. Dustin Luca reports in today's Salem News that the medical examiner's office will be determining the cause of death. The Salem City Council Committee on Administration and Finance began reviewing the city's FY25 budgets. One of those budgets under review last night was the Salem Public Library. This is Library Director Tara Mansfield.
So FY24 was our exciting year for us. This is our first year not relying on overdue fines to support our budget. So I do want to thank the Mayor's Office and City Council again for making that dream come true. This year we continue to work on expanding access to library services. We now offer online e-card registration. So we can verify your address through the automated system. So you don't even have to visit the library if you don't want to. And that, again, gives full access to our digital resources. We've increased the number of community outreach visits, and now we offer even more evening and weekend programs. And this year, we're pleased to say that the library's usage has steadily grown.
Salem Library Director Tara Mansfield. The Marblehead School Committee has narrowed the field to two candidates to fill their interim superintendent's position. They are Swansea Superintendent John Robidoux and Hingham Interim Student Services Director Barbara Cataldo. Lynn State Rep Peter Capano is not seeking re-election this fall.
Oh, it's just that time of my life, I guess. I'm feeling good. I'm not disgruntled or anything. I'm feeling healthy. I'm at that age, and I'm ready for the next thing. I've been doing this since the 90s, so I'll give some new people a chance, and I'll be around. I'm not going anywhere.
That is Lynn State Rep Peter Capano. Two Lynn political leaders are seeking that seat. They are City Councilor-at-Large Hong Nett and School Committee member Sean Reed. Sports is next, followed by North Shore Today Extra, as Senator Warren goes after the high prices of groceries. That all coming up here on North Shore Today.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Cavaliers last night in Cleveland 109-102. They take a 3-1 series lead. The Celtics can close out the series at home tomorrow night. The Red Sox lost to the Tampa Rays last night 5-3. Series Game 2 is tonight at Fenway Park. The Bruins face elimination tonight in Florida against the Panthers. Game 5 is tonight at 7. Bruins trail the series 3-1. Bruins general manager Don Sweeney was asked yesterday about the Panthers' tying goal in Game 4.
We're not in a position to be criticizing, you know, the officials and league-wide such. That's, you know, standard protocol. We'll get fined as a result of that. So there's no intention of my point to be critical. The overall premise that I have is, to be perfectly honest with you, we should not be asking the coach after a game what they feel about officiating and what happens. You guys should really be focused on, you know, what we didn't do well enough in the course of the game, win a hockey game. Those questions should be directed at either director or supervisor officials, supervisor series, and or the officials. You want full access, you know, and transparency, then put the officials in front of the microphone to answer the question, because they're the
only. All right, that's an interesting response. In local sports, the Swampscott boys lacrosse team, 14-1 on the season, picked up a 22-2 win over Saugus yesterday. Big Blue coach Jeff Beckett on the progress of his team from last year to this year's team.
With the seniors, with Carson starting off as a freshman, I think he played a ton of time when he was a freshman with that group. And then, you know, Jack Hazel coming up with that group as well, as, you know, he started as a sophomore with Drew McCathern. So those three have really been like a backbone for the last couple of years. And they brought the junior class up. There's a bunch of juniors too that are super strong for us. So having those guys back, I mean, that's like six or eight kids that have been starting for 3 or 4 years. Has been, you know, a tremendous experience for them.
Certainly the biggest win this year for Swampscott came against rival Marblehead.
You know, they've always been on the top, you know, tons of records and, you know, a ton of great athletes and obviously well coached since I was in high school. And, you know, I think I played against them and coached against them for most of my career. So, you know, he's definitely tremendous over there. So it was great to, like, pull everything together and, you know, play under the lights and have the defense dialed in and the offense dialed in. So everything really kind of lined up for us on that one.
Swampscott boys lacrosse coach Jeff Beckett. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Rick Moore is off today. I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Tuesday. North Shore Today Extra is next with Senator Warren. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan. This is North Shore Today Extra. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was speaking yesterday at a Senate hearing, and she explained several reasons why food prices are so high.
So just a handful of companies have taken over the food industry thanks to literally hundreds of mergers over the last 50 years. Just four grocery chains control an average of 72% of sales in American cities. And in most grocery categories like bread, pasta, beef, cereal, just four companies control more than 60% of the market. Now, less competition means food brands don't have to compete on either price or product quality. For families' pocketbooks, that means higher prices. Grocery prices have climbed faster than inflation over the past few years. Now families are paying 25% more than they did before the pandemic. So I want to talk today about the tricks and traps that families face when they head to the grocery store. Mr. Bustamante, you have researched corporate pricing practices. I understand that when inflation increases, food producers and grocery stores may need to pass on some of those higher costs to customers. But the question is, have groceries gotten more expensive just because of inflation, that is, passing along higher prices, or is there more going on here?
Thank you, Senator. What we actually see is that if you look at the long term price, the actual marginal costs of production for many groceries have actually gone down. And part of the big reason for this is actually with just the nature of the supply chains that have actually been developed over time. That being said, those lower marginal costs were not passed on to consumers. Instead, what we see is that for the past 40 years, this just growing and fascinating trajectory of markups, basically, again, firms pricing their products and services at a much higher rate than the actual increase in costs. And when we see them during the past few years, that's just been accelerated due to the pandemic.
Right. And something they can do because there's a lot of concentration in the industry, so there's not much competition. In fact, corporate profits rose five times faster than inflation between 2020 and 2022.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at a hearing in Washington yesterday. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.